the fifth day of September. I'm Jill. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm so grateful to have you here, and I am so humbled and honored to be on this journey with you, reading through the Word of God. We do it every day here, and we read the Bible in chronological order. That is as best as historians and theologians can put the Bible in chronological order, in order of how it happened and transpired. We are in the book of Ezekiel right now, and we're reading today Ezekiel chapters 28 through 31. This week, we're reading God's Word translation. I want to just take a quick second because I'm getting emails from new people, and so I want to just address something that we do often around here. If you are brand new and you're like, do I jump in today or do I go back to the very beginning, try to catch up? Great question, first of all. Secondly, we totally recommend starting today. Start with us today, and here's the reason why. When we go back and try to play catch up, it can be overwhelming, especially this far into the year. Chances are you will never get caught up at this point, and then you'll just sort of jump out of the boat and swim to shore and abandon the ship altogether. We want you here, and also because we do participate in community events sometimes as a DAB community, and if you are catching up, you cannot stay current with what is happening in the community. So, real quick, like, if you're brand new and you're overwhelmed because you've missed all of what's happened so far, start today. And then in just a few months, you're going to start brand new. You'll start from the beginning, and you will do it with a family that you already know. So we want you here. And we want you here, not overwhelmed. So we say welcome. We say we are so glad that you're here, and can't wait to see how the Bible transforms your life. Ezekiel chapter 28. The Lord spoke his word to me. He said, "Son of man, tell the ruler of Tyre, this is what the Almighty Lord says. In your arrogance, you say, 'I am a god. I sit on God's throne in the sea.' But you're only human and not a god, although you think you are a god. You think that you are wiser than Daniel and that no secret can be hidden from you. Because you are wise and understanding, you've made yourself rich. You saved gold and silver in your treasuries. Because of your great skill in trading, you've made yourself very wealthy. You have become arrogant because of your wealth. This is what the Almighty Lord says. You think you are wise like God. This is why I am going to bring foreigners against you, the most ruthless foreigners among the nations. They will draw their swords against your fine wisdom and dishonor your greatness. They will throw you into a pit, and you will die a violent death in the sea. You will no longer say that you are a god when you face those who kill you. You will be a human, not a god, in the hands of those who kill you. You will die at the hands of foreigners like a godless person. I have spoken, declares the Lord. The Lord spoke his word to me. He said, Son of man, sing a funeral song for the ruler of Tyre. Tell him, this is what the Almighty Lord says. You were the perfect example, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, God's garden. You were covered with every kind of precious stone: red quartz, topaz, crystal, beryl, onyx, gray quartz, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald. Your settings and your sockets were made of gold when you were created. I appointed an angel to guard you. You were on God's holy mountain. You walked among fiery stones. Your behavior was perfect from the time you were created until evil was found in you. you traded far and wide. You learned to be violent and you sinned. So I threw you down from God's mountain in disgrace. The guardian angel forced you out from the fiery stones. You became too proud because of your beauty. You wasted your wisdom because of your greatness. So I threw you to the ground and left you in front of the kings so that they could see you. You dishonored your own holy places because of your many sins and dishonest trade. So I set fire to you to burn you up. I turned you into ashes on the ground in the presence of all who saw you. All the nations who knew you are horrified because of you. You have come to a terrible end and you will never exist again. The Lord spoke his word to me. He said, Son of man, turn to Sidon and prophesy against it. Tell it, this is what the Almighty Lord says. I am against you, Sidon. I will show my greatness through you. Then people will know that I am the Lord, because I will punish you and show you how holy I am. I will send a plague against you and make blood flow in your streets. Your people will fall dead. People with swords will attack you from every side. Then they will know that I am the Lord. The nation of Israel will no longer be hurt by prickly thorns or sharp briars from everyone around them. Then they will know that I am the Almighty Lord. This is what the Almighty Lord says. When I gather the people of Israel from the nations where they were scattered, I will show that I am holy as the nations watch. The people of Israel will live in their own land, the land I gave to my servant Jacob. They will live there in safety. They will build homes and plant vineyards. They will live in safety when I punish all the surrounding people who treat them with scorn. Then they will know that I am the Lord, their God. On the 12th day of the 10th month in the 10th year, the Lord spoke his word to me. He said, Son of man, turn to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all Egypt. Tell him, this is what the Almighty Lord says. I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt. You are like a monster crocodile lying in the Nile River. You say, the Nile River is mine. I made it for myself. I will put hooks in your jaws and make the fish in the Nile River stick to your scales. I will pull you out of your river with all the fish in the Nile sticking to your scales. I will leave you in the desert, you and all the fish from the Nile. You will fall in an open field. No one will pick you up or bury you. I will feed you to wild animals and birds. Then all those living in Egypt will know that I am the Lord. Egypt, you have become like a broken walking stick to the nation of Israel. When Israel grabbed you, you splintered and tore up their shoulders. When they leaned on you, you broke and they wrenched their backs. This is what the Almighty Lord says. I am going to attack you with a sword. I will kill people and animals. Egypt will become a wasteland and a pile of rubble. Then you will know that I am the Lord. You said, the Nile River is mine. I made it. That is why I am against you in the Nile River. I will turn Egypt into a pile of rubble. It will become a wasteland from Migdol to Syene, all the way to the border of Sudan. No human or animal will walk through it, and no one will live there for 40 years. I will make Egypt the most desolate country in the world. For 40 years, Egypt's cities will lie in ruins. They will be ruined more than any other city. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and force them into other countries. This is what the Almighty Lord says. After 40 years, I will gather the Egyptians from the nations where they have been scattered. I will bring back the Egyptian captives and return them to Pathros, the land they came from. There they will be a weak kingdom. They will be the weakest kingdom, and they will never rule the nations again. I will make them so weak that they will never rule the nations again. The nation of Israel will never trust Egypt again. The people of Israel will remember how wrong they were whenever they turned to Egypt for help. Then they will know that I am the Almighty Lord. On the first day of the first month in the 27th year, the Lord spoke his word to me. He said, Son of man, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon made his army fight hard against Tyre. Every soldier's head was worn bald, and every soldier's shoulder was rubbed raw. Yet he and his army got no reward for their hard-fought battle against Tyre. This is what the Almighty Lord says. I'm going to give Egypt to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. He will carry off its wealth, take its prized possessions, and loot it. That will be the pay for his army. I have given him Egypt as pay for what he has done. Nebuchadnezzar and his army worked for me, declares the Almighty Lord. On that day, I will make the people of Israel strong again, and I will give you, Ezekiel, something to say among them. Then they will know that I am the Lord. The Lord spoke his word to me. He said, Son of man, prophesy. Say, this is what the Almighty Lord says. Cry for that day. The day is near. The day of the Lord is near. It will be a gloomy day, a time of trouble for the nations. There will be war in Egypt and anguish in Ethiopia. Many Egyptians will fall dead. People will take away Egypt's wealth, and its foundations will be torn down. Sudan, Put, Lud, all the Arabs, the Libyans, and people from the Promised Land will die in battle. This is what the Lord says. All Egypt's allies will die. Egypt's strength will disappear. People will die in war from Migdol to Syene, declares the Almighty Lord. Egypt will become the most desolate country in the world, and Egypt's cities will lie in ruins. They will be ruined more than other cities. Then they will know that I am the Lord, because I will set fire to Egypt, and all her defenders will be killed. On that day, I will send messengers and ships to terrify those who live in safety in Sudan. The people of Sudan will be in anguish when Egypt is in trouble. That day is coming. This is what the Almighty Lord says. I will use King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon to bring an end to Egypt. He and his troops, the most ruthless troops among the nations, will be brought to destroy the land. They will draw their swords to attack Egypt and fill the land with dead bodies. I will dry up the Nile River and sell the land to wicked people. I will have foreigners destroy the land and everything in it. I, the Lord, have spoken. This is what the Almighty Lord says. I will destroy the statues and put an end to the idols in Memphis. A prince will never rise again in Egypt. I will spread fear throughout Egypt. I will destroy Pathros, set fire to Zoan, and bring punishment to Thebes. I will pour out my fury on Sin, Egypt's fortress, and I will kill many people in Thebes. I will set fire to Egypt. Sin will be in much pain. Thebes will be broken into pieces, and Memphis will be in trouble every day. The young men from Heliopolis and Bubastis will die in battle, and people from these cities will go into exile. At Tapanes, the day will turn dark when I break Egypt's power. Egypt's strong army will be defeated. Clouds will cover Egypt, and people from its villages will go into exile. Then they will know that I am the Lord, because I will bring punishment on Egypt. On the seventh day of the first month in the 11th year, the Lord spoke his word to me. He said, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. His arm isn't bandaged, so it can't heal and be strong enough to hold a sword. This is what the Almighty Lord says. I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt. I will break both his arms, the healthy one and the broken one. I will make the sword fall from his hand. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and force them into other countries. I will make the arms of the king of Babylon strong. I will put my sword on his hand, but I will break Pharaoh's arms. Pharaoh will groan like a person who is dying. I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, but Pharaoh's arms will fall. Then they will know that I am the Lord, because I will put my sword in the hand of the king of Babylon. He will strike Egypt with it. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and force them into other countries. Then they will know that I am the Lord. On the first day of the third month in the 11th year, the Lord spoke his word to me. He said, Son of man, say to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his many people, Was there ever anyone as great as you? What about Assyria? It was a cedar in Lebanon, with fine branches that shaded the forest. It was very tall. Its top was among the clouds. Water made the tree grow, and underground springs made it tall. Rivers flowed around the place where the tree was planted. Streams ran beside all the other trees around it. That is why it grew taller than all the other trees in the field. Its branches became large and long because of so much water. All the birds made their nests in its branches. All the wild animals gave birth to their young under it. All the powerful nations lived in its shade. So the tree was big and beautiful with its long branches. Its roots reached down to many sources of water. The cedar trees in God's garden couldn't compare to it. The pine trees couldn't equal its branches. The plane trees couldn't measure up to its branches. All the trees in God's garden couldn't match its beauty. I was the one who made it beautiful with its many branches. This tree was the envy of all the trees in Eden in God's garden. This is what the Almighty Lord says. The tree grew very tall, and its top reached the clouds. It became arrogant because it was so tall. So I handed it over to a mighty ruler among the nations, and he surely dealt with it. I forced it out because of its wickedness. Foreigners from the most ruthless nation cut it down and threw it away. Its branches fell on the mountains and in every valley. Its broken branches fell in every ravine in the land. All the nations in the world came out from under its shade and left. All the birds perched on the fallen tree, and all the wild animals lived in its branches. Then all the other trees growing by the water were kept from becoming arrogant because of their height, and their tops were no longer allowed to reach the clouds. So no tree, even if it is well watered, will ever stand that tall. Every tree is going to die and go below the earth to join those who have died and gone down to the pit. This is what the Almighty Lord says. When the tree went down to the grave, I made people mourn. I covered the underground springs and held back the rivers. The many water sources stopped flowing. I made Lebanon mourn for the tree, and all the trees in the field fainted as they grieved over it. I made the nations tremble in fear at the sound of the tree's crash. I brought the tree down to the grave to join those who had gone down to the pit. Then all the trees in Eden, the choicest and best trees of Lebanon, and all the trees that were well watered were comforted below the earth. They had gone down with the tree in the grave to join others killed in battle. All who lived in its shadow were scattered among the nations. This tree is you, Pharaoh, and all your many people. No tree in Eden has ever been as honorable and as great as you, but you will be brought down below the earth with the trees of Eden. You will lie among the godless people who were killed in battle, declares the Almighty Lord. We are very much in the book of Ezekiel, and we know that Ezekiel was one of the prophets, but he is also one of the three prophets that were also priests. Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and Zechariah were not only prophets, but they're also priests. And so a priest with priestly credentials coming to prophesy might carry a little bit more weight than, I want to say, just a prophet, but that feels very belittling. The role of a prophet is, well, I wouldn't want that title. I wouldn't want that job, and I probably would be one to fight against God my own self, because we can very much treat prophets in this modern day and age as fortune tellers. We want to make sure that there is some financial stability in our future. We want to make sure that love and security is in our future. But we're not listening so much to the potential destruction and judgment that could come if we do not turn from our sinful ways. And this is the thing that we must remember when we read the book of Ezekiel, and we must remember from all of the other prophets, minor and major. They are foretelling what God is going to do, but it also very much comes with a strong plea to return to God so that these things do not take place. God is not trying to destroy a people. He is trying to eradicate wickedness. And I don't want to speak for God and say that I know exactly what God is doing, but how great would it be for us today to live in a world where evil is eradicated? And we can pray and we can ask God and we can beg God, who is all powerful, to come and do such a thing, or we can be a part of that decision, of that world that we live in, to play our part as the body of Christ, as believers in Jesus Christ, the Son of Almighty God, and believers of Almighty God, to turn from our own wickedness, our own idols that we have placed before God. And we speak about this continuously. They're not always iron or bronze statues that sit on the mantle of our fireplace. They can be little rectangle boxes we hold in our hands. They can be public figures to which we will never meet, that we have placed our trust, our belief in, and we have destroyed relationships and abandoned family over belief in people that we will never even meet face to face. Idol worship comes in so many different forms. Wickedness can just be the hatred that we participate in daily. We know that we choose our words. We choose the power of life and death in our words every single day. So we may not participate in evil through the destruction of human bodies, but we participate in the destruction of human souls daily with our words, with our deeds, with our actions. And we ourselves have a choice to choose love every single day. And God knew that it was difficult enough a task to send his Son to come and be Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, that before he left the earth, he told us that people will know that we are his by the way that we love one another. I could preach it all day, every day. I could do a 12-hour podcast every day just talking about love, and we will still miss the mark because of our pride, because of our own stubbornness, because of our own defiance, and our willingness to know what God has spoken to outright know it and deny what he has asked us to do. So we hear the words of Ezekiel today and over the course of the next few days, and we take into consideration the context of what is happening in this story, in this particular place and time, and then we can apply it to our own lives and see where we must turn from our ways and run back to the arms of Almighty God. Father, we thank you for your word today. And we thank you that we get a role to play in your kingdom, knowing that your kingdom is here and now among us, and we have a very distinct role to play in that kingdom. I pray, Father, that we would choose to be a part of the goodness that is you. We spread the love and the goodness of God to every person that we come in contact with. Thank you for including us in this work. And may we count the cost and feel the weight of responsibility with that which you have entrusted us to be, hands and feet, the body of Christ. We pray this now in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that's home base. Check it out if you have not. That's also the app. You can download it. If you would like to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much for your partnership. If you are giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or you can hit the give icon on the website itself. If you need prayer, several different ways for you to reach out. You can call our number 800-583-2164, or you can utilize your mobile device. Hit the red circle button up at the top right-hand corner of that device. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Hit submit, turn the wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's going to do it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. Look forward to a great week being with you all. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. Until then, I'm Jill. Love one another.
Hello, Debsy. This is Aaron from Houston. I've got 3 prayer requests. First one is for Cousin One, who had previously moved away for a while under circumstances I wasn't sure about, but I figured God would work. And it seems like he may have, but it's kind of 2 steps forward, 1 step back, as it were. Either way, I've had trouble keeping track of him, trying to stay in touch. But he has now moved back to town. So just be praying for him. He got his old job back, so that's good. So hopefully he can get back on his feet over here. Prayer also for his mother, who, from what I could tell, is not a believer, or at the very least, does not seem to want to engage with believers. And it is, we've been trying to pray for her for a long time, even though much of my family is Christian. She seems to be very resistant, so please, please just pray for her. Finally, another family member, after a lot of prayer, he and his wife are now going to marriage counseling, which I think is definitely the best thing for them. And so just be praying that they be diligent, that they do the homework, that they really take this seriously, because it could be a huge turning point for them. That's all that I got. Thank you so much again for just all the prayers and everything that y'all have helped me out with. And it's just been great being a part of this little community. Thank you very much. Bye.
Hi, this is Nicole, God's creative child in Texas, and I'm calling for a prayer request for a family member of mine. Her name is Andy James. Our mothers are like sisters, and we've known each other all of our lives. She just had a baby girl named Lily, and she was able to be with her for a whole month before she started slurring her words and not being able to talk, and we find that she had a mini stroke and was in the hospital for a week, and they were about to let her go, and she had a seizure and then went home again and then had another major stroke. And she's been in the stroke unit for weeks now, and they are now moving her to rehab for physical therapy, and she hasn't seen her baby girl in a whole month. And we're just trying our best to make it as comfortable for her as possible. Please pray for her. I don't know who else to ask, because I know this community is a praying community, and that it would be heard, this will be heard around the world, and she needs all the prayers she can get. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Emmanuel. Amen, y'all. Thank you.
Hi, DABC. It's His Beloved. Wednesday afternoon, 1:30 my time. I'm calling because I'm going to have an ultrasound right now on a lump that my doctor found on my thyroid. So I just don't want to be nervous about it, and I just want to pray that, if you would please pray with me, because I love you guys so much and I believe in all of our prayers together as we stand together as brothers and sisters. And I know there's so much power in this wonderful family that Brian and Jill have created. Anyway, that it would just be non-cancerous and something